Speak Up by Dr. Eric Plasker. At 100 Year Lifestyle, we do not believe that you should put your wisdom, experience, and passion on the shelf just because you're of retirement age. It really is only a number. Regardless of your age, don't silence yourself. Speak up. Your understanding, perspective, and wisdom are needed now more than ever. Get involved to make a difference in your community, in society, in the world. There is no better time than the present, and there is no one more capable than you. Americans have a long history of speaking up and acting out when we see injustice in the world. While the 1960s may be perceived as the ultimate age of social unrest, today isn't really much different. Around the country and the world, people of all ages are getting involved in causes that move them to action. As someone living a 100-year lifestyle, you will likely have the health and the time to make a difference in the world if you choose. Today, activists like Greta Thunberg and Emma Gonzalez are leading the way for their generation of kid activists, both becoming active in their teens in climate change and gun control, respectively. However, there are plenty of activists who don't pick up the megaphone or picket sign until much later in life. And there are plenty of reasons why it's a good idea. According to environmentalist Bill McKibben in his book, The Last Best Chance for Boomers, it would be entirely fitting if the angry troublemakers came from the ranks of those of us who are older. For one thing, we're the ones who caused the problem. If someone has to sit down on the tracks of the coal train and get arrested, it should be the grandparents who have been pouring carbon into the atmosphere for half a century. But there's something else, too. The greatest moments in the lives of the baby boomers were precisely the times when they raised their voices, when they declared their selfless devotion to peace or civil rights. So whether you've never gotten in the game or you once were but have been sidelined for a while, if you're young, old, or somewhere in between, there's no time like the present. Getting involved in something you're passionate about is easy, but if you're not sure how to, visit the Elder Activists website and follow their plan for getting inspired, getting educated, and taking action. Whether you want to save the whales or make your community safer by the addition of a stoplight at a busy intersection, speak up and work to create change. As someone living the 100-year lifestyle, what are you going to do with that time? How will you leave your mark? What type of legacy will you leave behind? Will you leave the world a little better for your actions? Start creating the change you want to see today. If you aren't keeping your body operating at the highest levels, find a chiropractor near you today. And here's a fabulous example of living 100, at 100, 100% for 100 years. If you do a search of centenarian activists, you will find quite a few people who were active up to and beyond 100 years of age. Among them, Ms. Jane Curtis, who, at the age of 100, founded a local group in her community of Woodstock, New York. The group, called Women for a Change, is committed to protecting, supporting, and promoting the basic democratic values of liberty and justice for all. After a lifetime of championing a variety of causes, Jane wasn't ready to stop. In an interview with the Christian Science Monitor, Jane said, "You just have to," she says in a July interview at her home about her lifetime of activism. "Being a citizen is a big responsibility. You don't just sit here and eat food and drive a car. You have to try to make this country work."